Hey girl, do you feel like as you've gotten older, it's just gotten so much harder to get rid of the weight? It was just so easy when you're in your 20s. And maybe even as you are coming into your 30s, maybe feeling like, oh, if you gained a couple pounds, it didn't take long for you to drop that off. Well, as we age, things change, right? And so do you feel like that you just can't see that scale move at all when you hop on the scale? You know, reaching any weight loss goal can really be challenging, but as we age, our bodies don't respond the same as they did in our younger years. And today, I want to give you some foundational pieces of the puzzle when it comes to really being able to achieve a weight loss goal in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, and even beyond. I'm going to share three of these foundations today. There are certainly much, much more, but I hope you'll stick with me. So let's dive in. Welcome to the podcast, She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. So for so many years, I certainly worked through the mindset behavior change that really came with the yo-yo dieting, the binging, the purging, all the things, and have worked through that. And really recently just came into a personal journey of health for myself. As I turned 50 this last year and really wanted to feel good. I wasn't feeling great. I had headaches. I really had not the best energy levels, and I had discovered that my thyroid levels were a little bit off, and so went to a regular doctor and just didn't get what I wanted to get out of that. And anyway, I ended up hiring my own nutrition coach. She actually specializes in women over 35, 40 with hormone issues. And so, anyway, I'm sharing this with you today because this is a personal journey for me as well, and figuring out that sometimes as we age, there's so much more at play than just what you're putting on your plate. Actually, there is so much more at play than what you're just putting on your plate and what you're putting into your mouth. And I wanted to share with you kind of my experience here and my recent 8 month journey, I guess you want to say, from start to right now, currently still going through. And I really was not interested in a weight loss goal per se. I was really more interested in feeling better, having more energy, losing the headaches. I had such severe headaches and just was popping medicine like all the time. I was migraine medicine and just didn't want to continue that way. I knew that there was something that wasn't quite right. And so I was able to kind of find out what was happening with myself. And it was through this nutrition coach. And so I want to share with you a couple of things that I found out. And these are really foundation to you, maybe in your goal and how you maybe this works in your life. So obviously apply this to your own situation and where you are. So the first foundation I learned that, you know, after years of dieting, after years of yo-yoing and depriving, we've got to learn to feed our bodies properly. And I was definitely not feeding my body properly and not getting the nutrients, not getting the things that really, as we age, our hormones can begin to get out of whack. Feeding my body things that actually increase the good hormones and increase progesterone is really typically what we tend to lack as we get older. That estrogen to progesterone ratio gets larger and larger at different stages of our cycle and kind of into that those later years. And it can really be a game changer when it comes to symptoms and things that you're feeling. And so feeding your body properly is really one of the major foundations of all of this. And this is what I discovered. You know, get out of the calorie deficit, Give yourself the good foods. Give yourself what you need and the proper servings that you need them. I have a whole food list. I would love to share that with you. And it kind of shares with you the servings that you should shoot for every day. And it's just really, once you get doing it, it just becomes automated. You know, get out of the calorie deficit, start feeding your body and feeding it well, like using good proteins, healthy whole grains, getting with all the veggies that you can get. Finding ways to make this happen, beginning to feed your body properly so that your body can get out of deprivation. So your body can kind of get into a maintenance mode that you lose the weight loss goal for right now to really begin to just get your body healthy. You know, there's so many of us that are malnourished, yet we are the most overfed nation in the US. And yet so many of us are walking around so under malnourished. We just don't have the things that our bodies need. And so many people just don't feel good. And they don't even realize how awful they feel because of what they're feeding their bodies. And it's until you actually can begin to feed your bodies the right things, you can just be like, wow, I actually can have energy after lunch. I actually can feel good and not want to fall asleep as I'm driving home from work. This is where I was. And I was just so tired of it. So number one foundation is to get your body well fed. And I don't mean stuffing yourself with foods that aren't good. What I mean by well fed is high quality proteins, great amount of veggies, whole grains. Your snack should look like, you know, Greek yogurt with some fruit and some healthy fats like walnuts or maybe some pecans, but all in the serving size that you need it. In getting yourself to a place where you're well fed. And you might have to do this for 3 or 4 months to get your body back operating optimally. Secondly, your stress levels have got to be addressed. You cannot continue at the stress that you are currently at. And it all comes out in holding onto your weight. Your cortisol levels are probably all way out of whack if you're not feeding yourself properly. If you're undernourished or malnourished, you're at a calorie deficit and you've been there for so long, you can't even remember when the last time was that you ate more than, you know, 1500, 1300 calories. But stress levels have got to be addressed, and you've got to do that by prioritizing your sleep, shooting for 7, 8, 9 hours of sleep, whatever works for you, but it's got to be good quality sleep. And then also adding in things throughout your day that may help you manage the stress that's ongoing throughout your day. If you can manage a 5-minute walk outside, walk around the building. If you work in an office building, go outside, walk around, go out, get some fresh air. If you're take a lunch, just go out, walk around for a few minutes, get outside, spend 10, 15, 20 minutes if you can, taking a walk, to try to decrease the stress that you have. And certainly there are things that we put on our plates because we think we have to. I challenge you to evaluate those have to things. I challenge you to look at where you are in life. Look at the things that you put on your plate that you don't need to have on your plate that actually are creating more stress for you. How can you change that? Prioritize your nightly routine so that you are not just scrolling social media. Get yourself a good book, get yourself maybe a devotion that kind of brings you into calm and a low light, not a bright LED light, but a low light that you can read from. Maybe you drink hot tea, maybe you some chamomile tea. I know for me, that makes me get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So I'm not a huge fan of doing that close to bedtime. But finding things that you can change that are totally controllable by you that can help you slide into a routine at night that calms you, that brings you into a place where you can sleep better. And if that means you've got to get a little melatonin, some all-natural sleep aids, doing the things that you can do to get that body some sleep so your body has time to repair and those cortisol levels can kind of get back into balance. All right, the third foundation is that for losing fat, losing weight, exercise needs to be added in zone 2. And this is something that I've discovered because most of my most of my cardio that I was doing, and some of you are just like, cardio, I can't stand it. I don't want to do it. Others of you are like, yep, I'm all in. I'm doing HIIT like 3 times a week. I'm doing high intensity. The type of workouts that I had been doing were very much high intensity because my heart rate was super high throughout the entire workout. And so when it came time for me to do some cardio, like this was, these were strength workouts with like burpees and things that really jacked my heart rate up. And so that was the style of strength workouts I was doing, which was pretty high intensity. And then when it came to cardio, I would just walk, and I was just kind of walk at a pretty decent pace, but nothing that was getting my heart rate up into zone two. And when I say zone two, what I mean is 60 to 80% of your maximum heart rate. And there's definitely some calculations that can be involved. I will put in the show notes how to calculate your zone two heart rate. But when you're doing your cardio, is trying to do 1.5 to 2 hours a week or throughout the week in zone two that can really begin to tap into your fat loss, your fat burning ability. You know, it's there's so much research out there that this really can impact your ability to draw on your fat stores instead of just using the sugar stores that you have, you know, that are just going to be burned up quickly. Instead of using that, you're tapping into burning fat. And so this can really lead to weight loss. And if you're not doing zone two, if you're just kind of doing any leisure walking, well, maybe it's time for you to see how this can impact you. See if you can pick this up. You can get a heart rate monitor. You know, most wearables actually show your heart rate, so you can kind of know where you're at. So I will put in the show notes how to calculate your heart rate for zone two to maybe shed some light on how you can maybe implement this into what you're doing, and how you can maybe either back off the workouts that you're doing so you're not doing so much high intensity, because that actually can stress your body, especially as we age, and implement some of these zone two workouts. Zone two can be done with your mouth closed, doing nose breathing. And it's sometimes not comfortable, but it's something that you can get used to. And it's not super, super hard, but it is not easy either. And so these things are what I've added into my routine for the last 8 months. And I will tell you that I have lost 10 pounds, not really trying, believe it or not. And for someone who has struggled for so long to lose weight, thinking that you have to restrict calories. And I am doing less eating. These last couple of months, I'm eating less than I was the first 4 months, but I'm not feeling deprived. I'm not feeling like I'm starving. And these other things put into place have really helped me understand kind of where I'm at and what my body's doing. And I have had no headaches in 8 months. I've had no headaches since last August, and it is almost April. And so very thankful for finding what works for me. And I challenge you to do the same. I am here for you to help you figure out what works for you. It takes work, it takes time, it takes effort, and it's not easy. But if it was easy, everybody would be doing it, and nobody would be spending all this money on these diets and just this cycling back and forth and trying to figure out. And if it was easy, everybody would feel fantastic and great, and there'd be no processed foods and junk in the aisles. And it just really works. And I am a just a testament to that. And I'm going to put my contact information in the show notes as well. If you want to get on a call with me, a 30-minute call, would love to just kind of talk through with you kind of where you're at, maybe guide you, lead you, and maybe how that works. Even would love to coach with you, offer one-on-one coaching. So the Facebook group is always there as well. Facebook group is She Breaks Free. I'll put that link in the show notes as well. And I just hope this has given you some thought to kind of where you're at, what you're dealing with. You know, whatever age that you are, there is always going to be something that we can shift and change that we're not already doing that can help us feel the best that we can feel. And really, that's where we need to be in order to serve where God has us serving, right? To be able to give to our families, to be able to give to the people, to have the health and the energy to do the things that God is calling us to do, that God, He has called us to do. And so, how do we honor Him? We honor Him by doing what we need to do to be healthy, to be energetic, to be able to give, and to not be constantly feeling worn out and worn down. I pray that this has given you some encouragement, some insight, and would love to hear from you if you want to reach out. Take care and God bless.
If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.